Welcome, welcome, welcome to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine, and it is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. I'm so excited to be with you. We have our special guest with us, Rob, again. Rob, are you here?
I'm here. I just thought we should change my name to Lollipops and Rainbows, so then you'd be, welcome, it's Sunshine, Lollipops and Rainbows.
Yes! Your name has changed.
All right, officially?
Officially.
I'm going to check if my driver's license isn't changed.
Then it's not official.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I just got mine changed. As a matter of fact, speaking of driver's licenses, since I had a geographic change.
At one point I went years without changing I was like, they're never going to find me. I didn't change my license or anything for so many years. Then
I thought about it.
There was one point when I had to. I was like, oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, I thought about it. And I thought, how was, which for everybody, so this is a recording that'll be going on for eons from now. But so we just went past what in the United States, we celebrate, most people celebrate Christmas or Kwanzaa or whatever else. How was your holiday?
My holiday was awesome, and it was different this year, as we were chatting a little bit before the show. But we decided not to do a family get together this year, and just because everybody's kind of got their own families, and some of them have to travel like, 5 hours to get here, and it's not like up here in Canada. Sometimes that's like, we've had a couple big snowstorms, every other day, and so it causes a lot of stress sometimes, and even just, preparing, like, we have a blended family, so it was there was times where it was very stressful to like get everybody together or coordinate schedules and bring all the food or make all the food and everything. And so this year it was just really, really chill, and I liked it that way.
Same. I did finally, for everybody that's been like, why is Sunshine not telling her family where she's at? I did finally put together a little Christmas letter. I'm calling it Christmas because that's what they celebrate. Let them know that I had made a move, and that, it was my decision to not let anybody know until it was done and completed, because I needed to do that. And so the word is out, and so I'm not being the evil daughter or the evil sister or the evil friend or whatever. So my holiday was really great. I only had one day off because I volunteered to work the day after Christmas, because so other people could have the day off. And but it was great. I actually made a glorified, I didn't have a lot of oysters, but I had some oysters. So I made like a glorified oyster chowder stew. And of course, I take a recipe and immediately deviate from it. And it was incredible. And so nothing fancy, nothing hard to make, no big meal. It was great. The cats turned up their noses at the cute little gifts I got them, the cute little stocking stuffers. They were like, we really wanted really salmon. We don't want stuffed salmon, like fuzzy, like carpet salmon. So it was hilarious. But yeah, it was fun. It was a really laid back, chill day. So same. And it was lovely. It was nice.
It's interesting when you can do that and to take the time. And so I spent a lot of time for lots of us. I don't know. The holidays for me are like, I'm coming into oneness with it. I don't really have any energy on it. I'm, I celebrate with people that celebrate, but I'm not like big
me
on
too.
It. I'm not like, I don't decorate. We put up a little tree and that's it. And, maybe a few little things. I'm not this like super like, December 1st, let's string up the lights and have eggnog. And like, I just can't take the month of the same songs over and over again. And so,
because
all that
work
stuff
retail.
Cords us to the past, and I think
it
we spoke
does.
A little bit about that
You're
last
right.
week. I don't go through my box of ornaments anymore. And so it was
Same.
Awesome. I actually, strangely enough, though, I did go to church with my mom this year. I haven't gone to church and probably, but the only reason I went is because they had a Celtic band there doing a
Oh,
Celtic.
cool.
Yeah, and it's like, well, you know what? Like, I'm not that much of a Grinch, and
Right,
I had some
right.
CLS clearings running in my cell phone, and I was like,
Nice.
I'm gonna go take out some of the darkness from this church.
I love it. That's awesome. That's
So yeah,
good.
so
That's
I did that,
good.
but it was really cool to just go on Christmas Eve and hear some live Celtic music with like flutes
Oh,
and
pretty.
violins, and that's like really good music, and not stuff that's modern day, computer generated electronic music. So it was
Right.
really awesome. Yeah. And I
Good.
started
Yeah.
playing the keyboard too over the holidays as well.
I heard that. Now tell me about that.
Well, so it was just my brother. He started playing the guitar like 2 years ago, and so when he was here for a few days before Christmas, he has these like backing tracks that you can get on YouTube, and you just pick the key, and it's not like super. I always wanted to learn how to play the piano, but I started playing, and it's like I don't want to learn how to play "Mary Had a Little Lamb." Like I used to
No.
DJ, and I know what sounds good together. I know the keys and the notes, and I'm
Right.
not an expert at it, but like I use my ear. I know it sounds good. I've produced songs before, but I've
Right.
never actually learned to play the piano. And so using those backing tracks, it was super fun and easy. It's like, okay, I had a little piece of paper out with what the keys were for this, say, A minor. And
Right.
so we would just play, and he would just riff, and I would just kind of play like little, there's only certain notes in it. And so it was really, really
Right.
cool. So we had it all set up in my living room, and we were just jamming. I had a keyboard out, and he had his guitar, and I have some nice studio speakers. So we hooked all those up, and it was,
Nice.
so it was like something new and different, right?
No, so fun. Was your mom able to enjoy it and listen as well? Or was she there?
Yeah, she was, and she was super
That's so
grateful
cool.
because when she was a kid, her dad passed when she was 10, and he was very, very, very musical, and he played the banjo, the fiddle, like pretty much everything. I think they had a piano. Like he was kind of the guy that played everything, right? And when he passed, I guess my grandma was just, either she just wanted to move on, but she got rid of all of his musical instruments and everything, and kind of just. And so my mom always had a kind of a musical block, so it was bringing a tear to her eye because we were filling the house with just playing music for 3 days straight.
Love it. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited about music. I bought a guitar right before I didn't know I was going to be moving, but I bought a guitar before I
Oh,
left
sweet.
Oklahoma. And the gentleman I bought it from was going to give me some basic, one, two, three guitar lessons kind of thing. And I
Yeah.
moved before I got them. And so I took it to a place here, had it restrung, bought a tuner, and then got the name of an instructor that works with that likes to work with beginners. Some instructors don't like to work with beginners. And
Yeah.
so I asked for an instructor that likes to work with beginners, and the guy gave me the name. And so I'm gonna, now that I'm past the holiday rush and I can kind of have a set schedule again, I'm just gonna call and get some of that set up and get to working at it.
That's awesome. That's
Yeah.
like one of the best things to get into the present moment is to play music because it requires such a focus and you just like, yeah, it's awesome. That's probably for myself, aside from riding my motorcycle, probably like
Yep.
doing something musical or drawing or whatever, like any type of art or something that requires your focus and being super present is the best
Yeah.
way to do that, right? To
It is. It
bring you
is.
into your heart center where time stops.
Yes, and that's a really good point because I think a lot of people think that they don't know how to get into their heart center, but yeah, like they're a fabulous musician, but it's like, okay, now wait a minute. Whenever I played clarinet in well gosh, since I was like what, 4 or 5 years old, up through going into college. All state, all region band in a big state called Texas.
Oh,
So
cool.
pretty good.
Yeah, that's
And
awesome. I love clarinet.
thank
I
you.
was listening to Kenny G over the over
Wait,
the
on saxophone? Yeah,
yeah,
he's
or he has one
awesome.
of the does he have a clarinet or
He
what's
has a
the
mini saxophone. It's a baby sax,
okay, that it's
the little
smaller than an
sax.
alto, right?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
small. Yeah, it's a soprano sax. Yeah. Yeah,
That's
but
the word I was looking for.
clarinets have that too. Clarinets have a B flat, which is the normal, and then they have an E flat. A clarinet, which is like a baby. It's like a piccolo to a clarinet, you know what I
Oh,
mean?
cool.
So anyway, I couldn't explain it whenever I was a teenager, but sometimes whenever it was a really rough day or my heart was broken or something was going on, if I could just go close myself in my room and just play, and not practice per se, but just play. I would always say that, you just lose yourself. And you had no I had no idea what that meant. But you're absolutely right, and that's one reason why I do sing as well, and so it would be nice to be able to not have a mouthpiece in my mouth and to be able to make music and sing along. So that's why I'm going for a stringed instrument. So everybody, positive thoughts out there because I've never played a
I
stringed
can't miss
instrument
this
before.
opportunity. Now you have to sing us a song.
Ha ha! No.
Okay. next week, I'll give you a week to practice.
Give me a week to pray.
Yeah.
I've
But we're
sung on
gonna.
my show before, but it's just been, and I call it my love language, but people call it light language. So.
I love singing. I don't, I'm not really good at it or anything, but I like making songs up. Like I don't like singing things because if you sing songs that are in your head or they chord the past. So I'll just, randomly start making songs like, lyrics up when I'm in the shower or whatever. Because it's like I don't want to sing things that most songs really chord us to, like they have memories attached
Big
to them, right?
time, big time.
Yeah. That's the
And even,
dangerous thing about Christmas is the courting into the
oh
past, and
my
then you get put onto
goodness.
timelines, and then even oh, that's what I wanted to mention earlier, and I kind of got sidetracked. But I this Christmas, I really focused on, there was one night where I kind of like overate, and I was like, oh man, why did I do that? And I was like, it's just an old pattern because it was like used to having like family, and there would be food all day, and I was like, we were making food, and it's like I don't have to overeat just because it's Christmas, and it's like. It was nice that a whole bunch of people weren't here because it's like I find like we just at least in my family we tended to like overdo the food. There was always a big breakfast and then like lunch and this big dinner and it's like I hardly eat anymore. Like I eat such small portions compared to how I used to. I don't know how it is for everybody, but I eat like a fraction of what I used to. It's like my belly's not as big as it used to be. Like I used to be 250 pounds. Like I could put back a whole pizza to myself and now it's like three slices and I'm tapping out.
You're like, I'm done. I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Somebody come in, break me.
Well, it's just weird because like you don't you, like that's part of when, as you heal and your body changes and it's like it feels so foreign to me. Like I'm really not the same person I was 10 years ago. Like I said, like 10 years ago, it's like I used to, I'd be going back for a second plate. Now it's like I'm struggling to finish a plate. Like I had a salad the other night that I was like, I got to save the rest of this salad for tomorrow. And everybody looked at me like, what the hell's wrong
Like,
with
you're
you?
like, what's it's rabbit food, eat up,
Yeah, but it's like, but so what I realized is that I heard on a thing recently, and now that, I'm probably like, well, I'm not 250 pounds, but I'm more around my ideal weight, is that I don't know if you've ever heard this, and I might have mentioned it on a previous show, but your stomach is supposed to be only the size of your fist, and you're only supposed to eat 80% to that size. So if you look at how big your fist is and you put it towards your belly, that's not a lot, like, depending on what you're having. And so if you eat more than that, if you eat to even 100% or more than that, than that size, your body doesn't have enough hydrochloric acid to digest it, so you'll get indigestion, but also you'll just feel stuffed,
Interesting. My eating habits have changed too. I think I may have mentioned it, but I grew up like in a beef family. I mean, I was around, we raised beef, we were in that industry. And it was rare that we got chicken, if that makes sense. And so I'm not eating a lot of beef. When I moved here, I gave away all my good beef. I knew the rancher. I know what he, grows in these cover crops. I know what those cattle were eating. And so, and I knew where they were going to be processed. And so I knew the process. And so that meat was much more, it was processed in a much more healthy way, if that makes sense. So it was good beef. So I gave all that away. So here I've craved a burger a couple of times, but I haven't eaten really hardly any beef. I've eaten some chicken, but my body is really turned more towards vegetable.
Yeah, me
It's
too.
really doing more veggie and just a little bit of protein here and there. I try to get my protein in my quinoa or whatever, but yeah, it's really changed. It's really changed. And my commands, I know it sounds silly, but I'm like, command my spirit to balance and heal my body. And then I've added in and removed the excess fat.
Nice.
And it's worked. And I'm like, okay, all right, I know commands work. But women need a little bit more than men, but they say, who knows if that's the truth. But I'm not gonna be bearing any children, so I think we're okay. So it's interesting that you would bring that up because I know on previous shows with our friend, he would talk about there was one show in particular when he brought up just kind of out of the blue and Mermaid was on and he said, how about, and he just out of the blue went there. He goes, how about some fettuccine Alfredo with salmon? Oh, that sounds delicious, that kind of thing. And I think he helped feed a lot of people because they were thinking that, oh, he probably only eats nettles and drinks, room temperature water, and that's it. And
Yeah.
then he goes, so maybe we'll have a nice glass of wine, something like that. And
Yeah.
it was something that was kind of freeing to everybody, because they were like, oh, they actually eat meat, kind of
And yeah,
thing.
normal people food.
Normal people food.
You know what? We were supposed to have that exact meal on Christmas Eve, but then I just ended up doing salad and salmon because I just so last time I had pasta 2 weeks ago, I just got the craziest carb coma, and it's like my body can't handle it. Like, and it's like, why do I want to do that to myself? Like, I don't want to be, I'm falling asleep at my computer after trying to do a Zoom meeting or something or whatever it is, you know?
Yesterday I was at work, and I had to we get a 30-minute break for lunch, and there's a little park across the way, and I go over there, and the crows now know me because they know that I'll feed them.
Yeah.
And so I have to wait until people aren't around, because I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want, a crow to crash into somebody, which they're very good, they wouldn't. But
Yeah.
anyway, they know when I come out. And so rarely do I order a sandwich, because just the bread, but like I can share like a whole grain, a multi-grain, bread with them. And they're just like, this is jamming, this is awesome. And I make sure I
Yeah.
don't get any dressing or anything on theirs. Because I do a little bit of mustard on mine. And so it was so funny. It's like one will show up, and the next thing, there's four of them that kind of know me. And so before lunch is over, I've got all four of them coming in and going, what you got for me? So it's super cute. But yeah, I'm like you. I carb crash pretty hard.
Yeah, and I think that that's the thing is like you wonder, and I've mentioned I'm sure before that like the way I grew up, like people smoked and drank, and like I don't even think I saw my dad drink water, and it, like I was thinking about that today, and I was like I don't think I've ever seen dad drink water in his life. Like he's always having coffee or pop, like he, or diet pop, and I was like, I was trying to picture. I'm like, maybe near the end of his life where he realized he was dehydrated for 63 years, you know?
Yeah, well, they thought that they weren't being hydrated because it was a liquid.
Yeah, I don't think I had water before I was 27. You know, I would drink milk and chocolate milk and fruit juice, and I thought, you know, like just it
It's a
was
beverage.
insane. I know not everybody had that life, but like, you know, I think that for the general population in Canada and North America, we're kind of the same. At least, you know, I have like healthy family and friends, and it's like, well, I didn't get that memo till like 10 years ago.
This is funny. My mother is not here, so I won't embarrass her, but I would get Coca-Cola in my bottle as a toddler.
Really?
Yes. So
Holy
I
jeez.
mean, I know, and I've got great teeth, so thank you, Q. But yeah, I'd get Coca-Cola. Like, I'm like, yeah, I
I
was
used
on
to.
the bottle of Coca-Cola before I was off the bottle. So
That's
yeah.
crazy. I drank, like, I would drink Coca-Cola. Like, my friends used to call me, I just had one every day in high school. They called me Cola Boy. And so, like, yeah, it's just
That's
funny to me.
funny.
Yeah, and I, like up until probably 5 years ago, like I would have, you know, it was not rare, like uncommon for me to have, you know, pop or two or three a day. Like just I can't
Same.
even, I look back on it now and it's like how, like I've had a Coca-Cola sitting in my fridge since somebody brought it over on Thanksgiving, and I haven't even like, and there's a couple more in the basement. I was like, I see when I look at them now, I just see poison. You know? Like, I
Same.
don't, it's weird. Like, yeah, like
I'll
I
have a
think.
Zevia. I will admit, I'll have a Zevia. What's it called? A black cherry. Every once in a while in a blue moon, whenever I'm just wanting some fizz that has some flavor, as opposed to just like getting some fizzy water. Yeah, that's so funny. How do we get off on the food subject? That's hilarious. I guess coming after
Christmas.
the holidays. I know,
Oh,
right?
so back to what I was trying to say. To tangent timelines here. So I became really aware this Christmas. So I'm working on when like, you know, triggers are your gifts. The best gifts I got this Christmas were my triggers. And so when I would feel flustered, or I always had a lot of anxiety before Christmas. Okay, let's go back to like a small Rob's small Christmas story that I think tainted my view of Christmas. Like it's magical for some people, and it's supposed to be, and it was, and it had, but I had resentment towards Christmas for like many years, because when I was a kid, my parents had broken up a few times when I was younger, and then we were supposed to go to my aunt and uncle's for Christmas 1 year. And like about a month before, I heard my parents kind of up late fighting, and I went into the room and I heard them saying, we're going to be getting a divorce. And I knew what that meant, you know? And I knew what that meant. And so they told me that I couldn't tell anybody. And, you know, and so I had to spend the whole Christmas at my aunt and uncle's pretending to be happy, opening gifts, knowing that my parents were getting a divorce, and it was just like it just tainted me for Christmas for many, many years, you know?
That's, yeah. How old were
But
you?
I don't know, 5 or 6, probably.
Oh, it's horrible.
Maybe 7 or 8 at the oldest. I can't remember. Like, I
Right.
can't. But yeah, but like very quite
Right.
young. I would say probably 6.
Right. That's young to have to hold that big nugget. Yeah.
Then it's like they forced me into a lie. Well, not that it was a
Yep.
lie, but it was just not. It was like, nobody asked me if they were getting a divorce, so I guess technically I wasn't lying. But it's like they told me not to mention it and just to pretend everything was normal,
Yikes. That's too bad. So how did you get
But
through that? How'd you work through that?
I don't know. I just like it. Just it always bothered me, and I think that you don't realize that it's a trigger. But like you just. If your only wish is for your parents and family to be together, and that's not what you get for Christmas, you're
Right.
like, "Fuck you, Santa!"
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
this list
Oh.
system is broken.
That's yeah, right?
Yeah,
Wrong. Not what I
but
wanted for Christmas.
yeah. So I had resentment towards Christmas for a lot of years, and I didn't realize that it was probably that. But then, you get over it, and it's okay. But there's just in the collective, there's so much anxiety. Like I tried not to be on social media too much, but like
Yep.
everybody's posting about how stressful it is, and it's like, wow, like what are we doing? It's supposed to be a time when you should be, it shouldn't be stressful, but
Right.
that's the dark side, louche harvest days, right? Like to the max.
To the max. And I don't think people really understand that. I think because they think that it's only like if you're crying or you're really upset or you're what, but it's like, no, they'll steal it off your laughter and your happiness too. And and so yeah, it's a loosh fest for sure.
Yeah, and
People may
also
not know
just,
what we're talking about. You should probably explain that. Go ahead.
well, it's just harvesting your energetic states, anything that's outside of peace, basically. So,
Yeah.
if you're exuberant or partying, like they're gonna get that, and then, or sad and depressed and all that. So I just really paid attention to my states, and so
That's really
I
good.
would do obviously, doing commands and everything, but really
Right.
understanding where the blockages were, like, okay, this person's saying this to me right now. What, where am I getting triggered? Okay, I feel like I have tension in my lower back, or like my shoulders are curling forward. And so what I would do is I would command my spirit and body to release all my tension within me now. If there was nobody around, right?
Right,
If there
right.
was somebody around, I would just be kind of not too much in my head or mental, but really body aware. Like, oh,
Very
okay, I can feel
good.
tension in my back, like whatever this person's saying, or they're telling me a story, or and it's triggering something. But breathing through it and taking a deep breath, commanding your spirit and body to release all the tension and blocked energy within you, those types of things. And saying, if nobody was around, I say, body, it's okay, that's in the past, it's not here right now. And take a deep breath, couple deep breaths, in and out, and really exhale your breath all the way out. I've mentioned it before, people don't realize that, like, they say take a deep breath, but they don't tell you to breathe all the way out. And so, like, exhaling and
Yes, get
then
it out.
keep pushing it out. I don't know
Yes.
if my mic's gonna noise cancel it, but
No, that
like,
was good. It was good.
yeah, like
Yeah. Lamaze.
the bird,
Yeah.
yeah, there you go, there you go.
Yeah.
But there's so much blocked energy. Like if you can squeeze your diaphragm and kind of curl up a little bit and really push all that stagnant, stale energy out of your body, that's really powerful too.
It's
And
really
so that's
good.
what I really focused on was the big gifts. Christmas this year were all the triggers and all the things. So if I started getting flustered, stressed, or back into old patterns, like I said, I ate too much. I was like, oh, why did I do that? And it was just a pattern. It's like, I was all
Right.
excited. It's funny how easily it creeps in,
Right. That's really good. That's a really good segue, if you don't mind.
Oh, of
It
course.
goes to the Emmanuel post on for the people dot space. That's the latest post on for the people dot space, and it's Emmanuel. And it talked about, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it talked about how every spirit created by source on this earth is intrinsically aware of the date of the birth of Emmanuel, which is September 11th. This is why the dark chose 9/11 as a contrast day of terror. So 911 is the number most people call here in the States. I don't know, what do you have that in Canada? Do you have an emergency number in
Yeah, it's
Canada?
911.
Yep. So 911 is the number that most people call when something horrible has occurred, emergencies or danger or death or damage or terror attacks, to reach your police, fire, and ambulance. And that's imposing darkness on that special day and the light it represents. And it says that this was the dark's infantile way of giving the light the middle finger. And then it goes on to say, to counteract this attack on 9/11, the spirit or light being known as Q entered this earth on November 9th, which is 11/9, to reverse their dark spell. And then it said almost everything that President Trump does with holidays and the number 17, etc., is reversing the black magic spells the dark have attempted to put on the light. And this is what I was getting to. The birth date of Emmanuel was changed to December 25th by the dark to have people worship on their ritual dark dates they use to harvest light. So it's exactly what you're talking about harvesting our light. So, yeah.
It's a big time of year. Like we've got
Huge.
this, so there was the solstice, then there's Christmas and Boxing
Yes.
Day, and like and then we've
Yes.
got New Year's coming up, so it's just
Yeah.
like Loosh Fest.
Evolution 2026,
You know
2025,
it's
26.
yeah,
Yeah.
you know it's
Yeah.
synchronistic is that my last condo number, the place I lived before here, was 1109.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And building 701.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a
That's
reversal.
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah,
Yeah.
this post, there's a lot more to this post. People should really go to forthepeople.space and look at it. Another thing that you and I were taught in church back in the day before we kicked our ways out,
Yeah.
there's Archangel Michael and Archangel whomever and whatever. And then I was taught Archangel Gabriel. Well, Archangel Gabriel is Archangel Gabrielle. It's female.
Oh.
And Archangel Gabriel is the one who appeared to Miriam, conveying that she would give birth to a child, a son blessed to her directly from the Creator. He was to be called Emmanuel, meaning the Creator is present, later translated as God within. But yeah, who do you think that Archangel was?
Who,
Female.
Gabrielle? I don't know.
Raw.
Ah,
That's
nice. You know what's interesting is that that name was literally on a stump of wood. I was walking this path by my house, and I looked down at this stump of wood, and it's kind of like it's just a like a tree cut down or whatever, and so part of the bark is missing, and somebody in black marker had written Gabrielle or Gabriel. Yeah,
Interesting.
I know. I try to like.
See, you always find things like that.
Yeah,
License plate. That was your license
we
plate in the
could.
woods.
Maybe we should get into doing a synchronicity every show, because I have so many and I'm like, oh, I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. And then I always forget. So maybe make
Yeah.
that a recurring thing is like this week in synchronicities.
Yes.
Because
Yeah, that's really
did I ever
cool.
tell you
Go
about the
ahead.
ladybug synchronicities?
No, I love ladybugs. Do tell.
Yeah. And so I don't know, like they're in my house at times, like I found one the other day, but I always see them when I'm in my heart center, when I do it, and it's really, and I know I'm in my heart center because I'm filled with peace energy. I'm not worried. I'm really in the present moment. So I'll give you a couple quick examples. There was a few weeks ago, I took out my pedal bike, and so I love whether it's my motorcycle or my pedal bike, I love biking. And I was just going down the path, and I was okay. I was like, I need a little break. And I was like, Spirit, coming across the bridge, I'm like, Spirit, can you find me a place to just take a break? And as I come across the bridge and into the open, there's a bench over there, and I was like, "Sweet,
Perfect.
I'm gonna go sit on that bench." And as I sat down, a ladybug comes and lands on my pant leg, and I was like, "Oh,
Oh,
that's so sweet." And then
that's sweet.
the next day, I was like, "It was really beautiful out, and it was like, it was in November, and there's not too many times in November you get to go on a motorcycle ride, and it was really beautiful that day." And I was like, oh, I didn't really expect it to be that nice. And I was like, should I go? And I was like, the mind is telling me you should stay in, you should do some work, you should be doing something else, you should be
Of
vacuuming, you
course,
know? And I
of
was like, but
course.
it's so nice. I just really want to go ride my motorcycle up in the forest because it might be the last time this year I get to do it, which it was. And so I go uncover my motorcycle. And when I uncover it, there's a ladybug just right there, you know?
On the fuel tank or somewhere.
Literally, yeah, right on the fuel tank. And I was like, I just made me laugh because it's like if I wouldn't have, been in my heart and done what I really wanted to do, I wouldn't have seen the ladybug. And then another two, like when my brother left this week, I was just really grateful, and I like we had such a great time together. And then,
Cool.
yeah, that day after he left, I was just okay. Like, sometimes I used to get sad or whatever, but I was just so grateful. And it's like, okay, I have other things to do. There's no reason to be sad. And I
Right.
sat down to eat in front of the patio door, and there was a ladybug on the carpet. And I was like,
Love
just
it.
yeah. And so those are the little synchronicities that
Yeah.
are, for some reason, I don't know, the ladybugs always. And it's weird because I was talking to a friend, and I was like, why, like, there's ladybugs in my house in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened last year too. So it's like kind of strange. I thought they would, but I don't know, maybe they nest somewhere in the
Probably in
roof.
the attic or something, or
Yeah, maybe, I don't
yeah.
know.
Well,
And
far
then
with
but
them,
it's
but
just really strange that I never thought that you'd see ladybugs in the middle of winter, but
that's so cool. So
yeah.
you're gonna go buy some aphids and let them loose in your house so they have something to eat?
You know what? I don't know what that, I have other plants that I don't think that would be good for, because I was trying to get rid of them before. So maybe that's why they're in here.
Maybe they're helping you.
I
Yeah.
think they are. I think it's
That's
there.
very
It's a
cool.
there's a spiritual aspect to them, because
Yeah.
it's
That's
just,
very cool.
yeah. I could tell you so many. I don't want to bore the viewers or the listeners with all my ladybug stories. But here's one that's related to doing clearings.
Okay.
And there was one night when I just heard a really weird sound in my house, and I might have mentioned to you before that, like, when it gets cold, the joists or whatever move.
Yep.
And so I was like, okay, but there's times too where it doesn't always happen. So I was like, okay, maybe it's entities wanting to leave, right? And so I heard this sound, and I was like, okay. So I did a command to remove the entities or whatever, and I had a clearing up on my computer. And then after that, I hear something else kind of unfamiliar, and I'm like, what the heck is that sound? I hear tick, tick, and I was like, what the
Weird.
heck is that? And I was like, it's not a normal sound for my house. And I look over, and there's a ladybug, and it's flying into the light, right after that. And I was like,
Right.
that's so weird. Like, our holographic reality and like timelines are just bananas. Like, when you think of the way things work in those orders and stuff like that,
Right.
it blows
That's
my
so
mind.
cool. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
really cool. Ever I rescued my tree, right? And I got her all put in a pot, and I found another little baby seedling for a holly tree, in there with her. So I pulled that out, put it in its own little pot, and got that planted. And I was talking to her, and I'm like, it'll be okay. Soon you'll have birds, and they'll be coming to visit you. They just don't know you're here yet, and soon you'll have all new friends, and just talking to her and stuff.
Yeah.
And by the way, her name's Goldie. Her name's Goldie, and the little baby holly tree is Buddy Holly.
I love that. Buddy
Yes,
Holly.
I love it. It's a little Buddy Holly. So Christmas morning, I was looking out my kitchen window, and it overlooks Goldie. I was looking out my kitchen window, and up flies this cute little adorable bird, and looks at the tree. It kind of hovered for a second, and then landed on the tree, and then hopped all around little Goldie, just hopping all around and just checking Goldie out and saying hello, and it was just the cutest thing. I'm like, oh, yay! What a beautiful, beautiful thing to see nature just kind of welcoming nature back into the flock. It was cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Those are the little things that, like, if yeah, it's just that's what's like the magic of creation.
It is. The post, the Emmanuel post, was talking about just basically, go within, God within, be within, be in peace, and really focusing on that. And I had looked up at the very end of the post. I won't get into it. There's so much, but people really need to go check this out. It's really a
It's
good
a
post.
great post. I loved it.
Yeah, I did too. And at the very, very end, there was a quote. It says, "If you do not go within, you go without." And it was by Neil Donald Walsh. And I looked him up on YouTube, and he was on Next Level Soul. And the title of the YouTube link is "Turning Point for Humanity is Coming This Year. We Will All Be Tested." And it's the interview was not it really was not focused on gloom or doom at all. It was really actually a pretty good interview. And I just went blank. What's the name of the books that the series of books that he wrote?
Conversations with God.
Yes, Conversations with God. He talked a little bit about that. But I did ask BBS Radio to link that to the show page for this Next Level Soul interview if people are interested in learning a little bit more about him and hearing what he had to say. But it's just when you hear light beings and just their heart and their being in peace and you want to take care of the ladybugs, or you want to feed the crows, or you want to just do something just because it makes your heart happy. Continue to go within. And it talked about different light beings: Emmanuel, Buddha, Lao Tzu, Osho, and many other light beings that came from the creation light ship. And it talked about creation light ship was that North Star that has been twisted in religion,
Yeah, the Star of Bethlehem.
the Star of Bethlehem.
Yeah.
The Star of Bethlehem, and how it was a warship from creation light ship that was there to kind of protect and make sure the birth of Emmanuel, happened and happened safely. But anyway, the creation light ship and all these other light beings were here to help people retrieve their own spiritual power to make the ascension. And it says all light beings from source have the exact same message: don't worship anything outside of the self. Go within. Your
Yeah.
spirit, your connection with source is within. And that's like you. You want to get on your motorcycle or your pedal bike, and you want to get out into a place where you feel closer to being able to just go within and spend time with yourself and just go deep.
Yeah.
And so, this was a really good post, and I really encourage people to go check it out for the
Yeah.
people dot space.
I love that too, and to me, if you've ever been on the CLS website too, and they have on one of the healing things, they've got a picture of the Star of Bethlehem, and that makes to
Yes.
myself that makes so much more sense. It's like so I grew up and my dad was an amateur astronomer, so like
Oh,
he had a
cool.
few telescopes and he bought us a couple, and so I knew enough about the stars in the sky, although
Right.
some of that's probably hooked up to dark side stuff now that I but.
With the moon that's being driven, but anyway, keep going.
Yeah, but none it never made sense to me that like, that this I so with that picture of any image that I've ever seen of the Star of Bethlehem, like a defense fleet ship makes way more sense to me than they're
Way more.
following a star,
Yes.
because you can't like sure you can be guided by a star, you can go towards the North Star if you're navigating it, the ocean at night or whatever,
Right.
but you can't follow it, like it's not going to lead you somewhere. You
What?
can go in that direction, but like this whole thing like the three wise men being guided, well, that's something that's closer than a star. And if you've
Right.
ever seen pictures of it, it's huge. I've never
It's
seen a star that big in my
massive.
life, right?
Right,
So
right.
that it makes so much more sense to
It
me
does.
logically, even if you don't like, then just like, yeah, they were following the Star of Bethlehem. Well, why is it not there anymore? Like,
Previously, whenever I did some shows with Key, we talked about, the Jello Bowl that we're in, and he talked about how the youngsters that he was around that were just filled with just their natural knowledge. They hadn't been wiped out by the DNA and stuff, and they would
Yeah.
look up in the sky, and instead of saying stars, they'd be like ships. Why are all the ships up there? And Q explained that, it's kind of like they got caught, they couldn't get through. A lot of them have crashed and they're just kind of up there because they can't get through the Jello Bowl to get down here. And that's why it was so hard for them to get in to do the rescue missions whenever they were coming in for Roswell. And I may not be getting all the details perfectly straight. So for anybody that's like a loyal Q historian, please forgive. But it was interesting because a lot of what we see in the sky twinkling are ships, not stars.
Yeah, what's cool too is one night it just reminded me of this because I was out at a local airplane, like we have this airplane club and it's a hangar for people who build their own
Cool.
aircrafts and stuff. Yeah. And we were sitting in like I don't know, there's probably about 100 people in this hangar and we had an F-18 pilot come in and he was talking about, being in the Canadian Air Force and all that stuff. And it was just so cool because I looked out and over the escarpment where I live, there was an airplane coming down towards the field, but like it just had its like landing lights on and you couldn't even see the wigwag lights, the red and
Right,
green ones,
right,
but it
right.
looked exactly like a defense fleet ship. It made me think of the Star of Bethlehem. And I was just, yeah, and I
Wow.
was like, oh, that's so cool. I was like,
That's
because
so
it didn't.
cool.
It was coming straight at me, but it was so far away you couldn't tell that it was moving at all, and it just looked really bright white light, and I was like, oh, that was like that's exactly the image that it reminded me of.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when they're coming in with their landing lights on, a lot of times, yeah, you can't see the wig, you can't see the red green. You don't know. Until they're coming towards you and you're like, okay, well, I know. I know. But yeah. That's really
But I wasn't
cool.
like, hey, check out that
Right.
star.
Right. That's fun.
And you know what else was cool is I called it the CLS Defense Fleet Ship because one of my friends, he built an airplane and he was one of the first guys I met when I went to that meetup. And he was like, oh, we were talking about my motorcycle. He's like, do you want to go flying sometime? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to. And he's like, well, let me show you my airplane. And so he brings me in and I swear to God, it just reminded me of a CLS Defense Fleet Ship because Ron said they're all silver. And so his plane that he built, it was all silver because he hadn't painted it yet. So it was just a silver, like, aluminum
Aluminum
airplane. And
sheet, yeah.
I was like, this is so cool. It's like a CLS Defense Fleet Ship. That's what I was pretending in my mind.
Nice, yeah, that's so cool, yeah.
But I do remember that episode too, that you were talking about, referring to. And after Q mentioned that, I just the way synchronicity happened, like our next door neighbor was moving and she asked us to watch her kids like while she was doing a few things for the day. So her kids came over. They were like two, and yeah, the daughter was two, and then another one was eight, and the boy was nine, I think. And but so I remember that show, and me and Elizabeth, the 8-year-old girl, we were in the backyard and we were drawing and stuff and listening to music and dancing and
Oh,
whatever,
cool.
just having fun. And so I asked her, we were just like playing in the grass, and I said, Elizabeth, and she's like, yeah. And I was like, do you remember where you were before you came here? And she like looked at me, she's like, why do you ask? Like,
Wow.
it was almost like, like maybe adults don't ask, or maybe she was ex
Yeah.
maybe she was afraid to tell me the true answer or something.
Right.
And I was like, well, because I know that some people, especially when we're young, we can remember where we were before we came to Earth. And she's like, oh, and she's like, well, I was in a different universe. And I was like, oh, cool. And I was like, well, why did you come here? And she's like, well, I wanted to have a different experience. And
Oh my gosh,
I
that's
was like,
awesome.
yeah, I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, how is that experience going for you, Elizabeth? That is
Yeah.
so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's neat. That's neat. Good. That's cool feedback because sometimes when you do shows like that and you hear stuff like that, you're like, "Well, did that really help anybody?" But it did. It helped you get out there and ask the question. So that's pretty awesome. Very, very
And
cool.
yeah, and another way, like I did a short recently and about glitching the matrix and just asking things differently. So like it's something my friend always says, and like so I kind of adopted that, but I watched this thing and the girl talked about how like so much of our life is programmed responses. Like when you see somebody on the street or something, you're like, hey, how's it going? Good, yep. Yeah. It's just programmed, like like there's no thought or anything behind it. So I started saying, not all the time, but if it's just me and somebody else or whatever, and they say, hey, how's it going? I'll say, fine, thank you. I'll say, what's good with you today, or what's good today? And some people will answer like a thing back. They'll be like, oh, doing well, thanks. And then they'll be like, oh, that's not what he asked. And then one guy is like, oh, he's like, well, what is good? And he stopped because he was actually passing me on the path. And he's like, what is good today? And another lady was like, oh, she's like, I love all the snow. And just so it just changes it up, right? Because we're so used to the same thing. We're used to the same, we expect the same question. They expect the same response. So to just kind of throw a glitch in the matrix is just ask people, what's good today? Or what's good with you today? Or what, I asked the lady at the grocery store, what's the best part of your day so far? And she's like, oh, seeing you. And I was like, I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah, I do that. I won't say how I answer the phone, but it's like, good afternoon, blah blah blah, where I work. And then I'd say, my name, and then I instead of saying, "How may I help you?" I say, "I can help you." And they're
Oh,
like,
cool.
they're like and they, it's kind of funny. They stumble just a second.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "Well, hello, great. I need blah blah blah." I'm like, "I can help you with that. Hold on, please," or whatever. So, it's kind of funny. So it's kind of fun to change it up.
Yeah. And get out of that set pattern, right? That's like how we escape the matrix, is to be really present, because it takes work, right?
It takes work.
And
And I'm
it's also
go ahead.
helping people get out of their heads, and like it's almost like a subconscious mind to heart drop for them, because they have to stop and say, oh, get out of their head and like really ask, like, well, what is good with me today? So it's forcing them to literally ask that question rather than just belt something out. Good,
Built some
fine,
fine, great,
Yeah.
thanks. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a good little timeline breaker, actually. Kind of like, whoop, whoop, glitch. There's a glitch in the matrix.
Yeah, somebody is messing with stuff here. They're
Yeah,
not following the same
they're not
patterns.
following the pattern. Yeah. We didn't talk anything about, well, we talked about your synchronicities. That was good.
Yeah, do you have any to share?
I don't know. Well, I know that I knew that a bird would come for Goldie, and it did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so cool. I can't think of any right now. They happen.
I'm going to write mine down for next week right now so I don't
Okay,
forget.
write it down. I'm going to write down that I need to remember mine. So next
Yeah,
week.
you know what's funny is like you and I never plan the shows and
I
but
know.
we always have things that we want to talk about, obviously, but I have so many things I write them down all the time and then it's like, well, I love showing up and that's I'm so grateful
Me
that
too.
we do it this way and that
Me
you
too.
allowed me to do it this way is because it just allows it to be authentic, right?
It
Like there's
does.
so much preconceived scripted crap out there and it's fine, that's fine, but like it's just like I don't want it to be like it's different. Like it's better to just show up and you know that it's super authentic, you know? Like
Yeah.
there's no preconceived thoughts about it. And I like it because so much in my life I've had like over anticipated or had you know, like anxiety about the future. What am I gonna say? This and that. And I love that I'm getting to the point in my life now where it's like I guess it has to do maybe somewhat with age, but it's just like you just don't care. We're just right now. It doesn't matter. The past is gone, you know, like having family growing up in a small town, it was like the past was with you all the time. Like there's just gossip and things like that, you know. People didn't let stuff go, you
They
know.
didn't. They would hold you to the standard of that relative, three generations back that did something that was, not acceptable. And now you're like, okay, I didn't even know that relative. And so why am I associated or affiliated with that act or that title or that? Yeah, I'm totally with you. I lived in small towns too when I was growing up.
Okay, I got to share this one last
Share
synchronicity
it.
because it's gonna eat away at me that I didn't share it. So
No, share it.
this is the beauty of creation in the moment. So I was
Okay.
walking in the grocery store, and there's a light breeze, and I see this piece of paper rolling in the wind towards me, and the
That's
ground's
cool.
kind of wet because there was a little bit of snow, and you know, but and so I was like, what the heck is this piece of paper? And as it's come towards me, I'm like, oh, what is that? It's like a long strip of paper. But like you can't make this shit up. So as it's flipping towards me and it stops and I see it's a receipt. And so part of it gets kind of stuck in the water and the backside of it flips over and somebody has made a winking smiley face on the back of the receipt and it flips over and I see the wink and then the wind flipped it back. And that's how it stayed. So it was like it just flipped over and I saw the wink and then it flipped back. So that was creation winking at me in the moment. And like if I was in my head,
I love that you wouldn't have caught it.
If I was in my head, like thinking and not paying attention, but I was present, I was, you know, observing what's happening around me. I was conscious of the moment, and I saw this beautiful wink from creation, you know, like,
Okay, I've got one for you.
okay.
That was really cool, actually. It was really
Yeah,
cool.
I like you, like I could, you couldn't even make a scene in a movie like that without AI, you know,
No, it's
like
so true.
to try and make that, like to, I don't even know, like I do some video stuff and it's like to make that how it worked and how the wind made it and like it stuck
It
to
was
that like just perfect
totally
perfection.
source. Totally
Yeah,
source.
exactly.
Okay, so where I work is I work retail, completely out of my career path that I was on. And so I meet a lot of people, and I met this one person, and they had not been to this area since they were a little boy, and he's probably in his late 50s, early 60s now. And so he was picking up some nice gift souvenirs to take to brother, sister-in-law, that had also been here when they were younger, that kind of thing. And so I was helping him with some things and not going to get into all the details, but we had just a really good talk, really clicked, really had a nice chat, very good visit. And so I got him all rung up and we continued to talk. And as he was leaving, I handed him his bag of items that he had purchased, his shopping bag of items. And as he was walking out, he just happened to, in passing, say, "Hey, that park over there, that statue, that's me." I'm like, "Wait, wait, what?" because it's a famous statue. It's of a little boy and his dog. And
Oh.
I'm like, wait, what? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, so you posed for that? And he goes, no. He goes, and so long story short, he contacted the artist, got a copy of the picture, the photo that she took, and sure enough, it was him.
Really, eh?
And it was very, very cool. And so he told me the
That's cool.
story, told me the name of the dog, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, man, I've got a connection with this person. And then when this person was leaving and going out the door, he was going to go across and pat his dog, the statue, on the top of the head before he went down the street, right?
Yep.
And I'm like, do you want me to get a picture of you with your dog? And he goes, with the statue? And he goes, no. He goes, eventually, he goes, I'll come back and, you know, my wife and we'll get a picture of me and I'll bring my new dog. I'm like, okay, great. So as he was leaving, there's a line that our friend used to say all the time, have a beautiful day.
Yep.
He walks out the door, and I tell people that all the time at work. Have a beautiful day. He walks out the door, and as he's walking out the door, what does he say?
Have a beautiful day.
Yep.
Yeehaw, I
I'm
knew
like,
it. If I would have got that wrong, I would have had
yeah, I've been like, okay, you're not paying attention. So
to.
yeah, I'm like, I'll be dang, look at that. Very cool. I see you. I see you.
That's amazing. I
Yeah.
had a similar story after one of the shows this year, and I was down by the water, and it was really windy and wavy, and I could barely hear, but this guy comes up. And he's talking to me, and I was like, oh, like literally, that's how wavy it was and windy it was. I could
Yeah,
barely hear
barely
him.
here.
And I was like, what's your name? And he's like, Q. And I was like, what? He's like, Q. And I was like nobody's named that. And I was like, how do you spell that? And he's like, Hugh, like Hugh Hefner. And I was like, oh, Hugh. He's saying Hugh, but I was hearing Q. But like his accent, he was like, whatever, you know, like he had an accent. So he's saying Hugh, Hugh,
That is
you know. And
so awesome.
I was like, well, I was like, this. I'm just laughing because I was like, nobody's name is that. And I was like,
Right.
oh, I'm hearing him wrong. It's Hugh.
Hugh.
Hugh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really kind of, and I looked at another person I worked with, and I'm like, I say that, but they don't know anything about us and all of that. And I'm like, it was just a moment for me, and it was just pretty fabulous. That was awesome.
That's amazing. See, that's the same people, you can call it coincidence, but for me, it's not like it's just the beauty of the synchronicities, you know. And it's like, if you're going to be in duality, the highest form is probably a synchronistic universe. So,
So it's pretty cool.
yeah, that's amazing. So, how much we only have, I don't know. Don hasn't given us
Don hasn't given us
the stage hook yet. The
the
big,
stage. The shepherd's crook. Here we
yeah,
go.
whatever that
Exit
thing
stage
is.
left.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. He
Yeah.
hasn't hooked us off yet, so I guess we're still okay. So,
You're right.
oh,
So
did you want to mention? I think
I
that
do.
January 3rd is
Yep.
not. Yeah. Okay.
January 3rd, we mentioned that Beth was going to be joining us on January 3rd, and she is not. We've just decided to kind of, all of us have kind of moved, decided to just kind of move on because we're kind of past that loving it out of your life conversation that we had. Definitely go back and listen to a couple of shows back. It was a really good call that she had when she called in, and Rob shared his experience, and she shared hers. It was really good teaching going on there. So we will not be doing the January 3rd with Beth, but she may join us in the future on another show that we decide to do. So, but thank you for her willingness to join us.
Yeah, and I just realized that's creeping up on us because you know why
It
I was
is.
like, I've got to write that down, and I was going to write the synchronicity down in my day planner, but the days run out, so we're going to be on a different timeline
Different
next week.
timeline.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
So I just realized I was going to write it down in my day planner, and there's no
There's
December
no
32nd.
January.
No,
Yeah.
December 32nd this year, so.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, I just want to tell BBS Radio how much I really appreciate them and
Yes.
how amazing they are to all of us that are doing shows and that have started shows and stopped shows and have supported shows. We couldn't do it without BBS. We couldn't get this living library out there without them. And we're laying down tracks to help people now and to help people in the future. And BBS Radio is the catalyst for that. They are the ones that's getting it out on the airwaves that go out to the masses. well beyond what we know. I mean,
Yeah,
well beyond.
yeah,
Go
I'm
ahead.
so grateful. So thank you, BBS, and thank you, Sunshine,
Yeah.
for having me on again. And thank you to all the listeners.
Absolutely.
And like I wanted to mention that too, the BBS archives and the CLS
Yes.
archives are just such a valuable resource. And so
Yes.
if people go back, like that's just something that's you can't even put a price on that stuff.
Yeah. bbsradio.com and then creationlightship.com and then for the people.space. If you've got those three things going for you, you're golden. So I think it's a wrap, Rob. What do you think?
This is Lollipops and Rainbows signing off for this week.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows signing off.
I'm gonna have to get an animal and call it Rainbows, and I'll be Lollipops and I'll bring Rainbows with me.
That's hilarious. All right, BBS Radio, I think it's a wrap. We love you all. Thank you to all of our supporters. We love you. Bye. See
Thank
you next
you.
week. Bye.
Bye.